The Gemara says on the bottom of the Tzadik Chasam Aleph, talking about the bottom of the Arun and the Beis Mikdash, that it has a steer in the Pesukim. It says, "V'aricha habadim yochel inagim parichas tamalem v'yiro imayiro yochel mikam parichas v'etzin tamalem v'yiro chutza aketsa daichin b'altim b'parichas v'daimin k'min shnei dadi isha shnamer tzar hamari dadi li and shana yochel." So that was the tzur of how the bottom would poke into the parichas. So I saw Akasha in the there's a sefer called Amudi Shimshon, which is the toldus of Reb Shlomo Shimshon Karelitz, who was someone who's makurv to the Brisker Rav. And it says over there that after he got married, he lived near the Brisker Rav and used to go down by him Friday night, and he would speak to him in learning and hear different conversations people have with the Brisker Rav. And he said one time one of the rebbes came and asked the Brisker Rav Akasha in this Gemara, then how could it be that the badim were poking into the pareiches? And in Bais Rishon there was no pareiches, there was an amatraxin. There was a big wall over there, and that's what was Mavdo, so there was no Parechus at all. And L'chare, what he meant to say is it can't be by Sheni, because by Sheni there was no Aron, so therefore what does it mean that it was pilot in the Parechus? And he brings over there that the Biskov didn't answer Mashas Maisa, but then he said he found in the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Shabashar Shechnisa Gehanem is Aron, Ericho Habarim Egila Parechus, Venogu Bapesach, Lufikach Laninulu Dalsay Beis Kedesh Akadashim Oilam, Shinama Ericho Habarim Beiro. And so basically, they went all the way through the doors into the Parechus. Now, Lucharitz Tamua, the whole Kasha and the Teretz, because it seems to be the Rashi over here, Lahadi addresses this problem. Rashi says, but the Ramasal, the Parechus, he says, Parechus, Isa, Prusa, Bepesach, Echa, Kadashal, Nitznias, Baalma, Lemisha, Mechitza, Damach, Axon, Havai, Bemekashishan. So he says clearly that there was a Parechus in Bais Rishon. It wasn't for the Din Parechus, because he had Damach, Axon, but it was the Tznias, Baalma. Then he says, you can't say we're talking about Bais Sheni, because there was no Arim. So it says clearly there was a parechus besides for the amatraxin, and that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. And Taisi Shalom and Human Daf and Dal says the same thing, that there was Mikdash Rishon Maya parechus the Babisha Pesach Viskacha Kadashim Mechuvim Bem Tzisai Meshamaya parechus Gagaman Mikdashin Lohaya Aran. So it says the same thing, there was this parechus at Tznias. The Gemara says it later on in Yom over there, Lagabi something else, and that is the Pshat over here. So what was the Kasha? What is the Terence? The Chad Rishonim over here are clearly answering that even by Bais Rishon there was a parechus besides the Lamatraxin, and that's the Teretz of this Kasha. Now, it could be the Rebbe was asking a little bit differently, that fine, you had a Parechus, but how did it get, you also had the Amatraxin, so how could these Badim, how could they get through the wall to get to the Parechus? So he's assuming the Parechus was on the outside of the Amatraxin, not on the inside, so how was able to get through the wall to get to the Parechus? So how did they knew there was a Parechus, but the Kasha was, how to get through the wall. And then that the Biskov is answering, that you see from this Yalkut, that when they brought in the Aron, a Nes happened, and the Yaricha Abadim and the Mamish went through the doors into the Parechus, and the Figuch Laninu, Dalsi Beis Kedesh Kedesh Ma'ilam, Shinam Abiricha Abadim V'yiro. So when they saw that happening, they left it like that all the time. They left the doors open, and was able to go through. So the Rishonim are dealing with the question, where Bichla was a Parechus. So they're saying there was a Parechus, and that is what the Gemara is referring to. But then the Biskrav was dealing with how did it get through the wall, and then he's saying Anichanami, that was a nace that when it opened up, the doors were open, it went through the doors, and then they kept it like that forever, that the Badim were actually going through the doors and then hitting the Parechus, and that would be the beer in the Gemara, according to him.